Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of backbiting and the importance of protecting one's tongue. In other words, using this tongue, this ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given us, only for good and not for evil. Here this good and evil is not what we think is good and what we think is evil. Is what is deemed good in the Shariat and what is deemed evil in the Shariat. Sometimes we may think that we are speaking good and it may just be useless. Futile talk, there may be no good in it at all. We're speaking about soccer, we're speaking about cricket, and this player and that player, and we think that we're speaking something good. There's no good in it. Something that Shariat regards as good is good. And what Shariat regards as bad, that is bad. And sometimes we're supposed to be speaking those things that we would normally think that is bad. We mustn't speak about it. But Shariat wants us to speak about it. For example, if guna is taking place, sin is taking place, now at that time to speak out against that guna, to speak out against that sin, this is what Shariat wants us to do at that time. And in our minds we think, no man, let me just keep quiet, why must I break the peace, let the people enjoy themselves. At that time now to keep quiet is also wrong. So what Shariat wants us to do, that is what is good to do with the tongue. What Shariat doesn't want us to do, that is what we don't do. So the yardstick, the measurement, the gauge is the Shariat. So at all times we keep Shariat in front. What Allah Ta'ala and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want us to do, that is what we will do. So today's hadith is a short hadith, but it's very deep in meaning.
عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أصبح ابن آدم فإن الأعضاء كلها تكفر اللسان فتقول اتق الله فينا فإنما نحن بك فإن استقمت استقمنا وإن أعوججت أعوججنا.
رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when the son of Adam, in other words, when every person, when the son of Adam starts the day, all his body parts, they submit themselves to his tongue. In other words, they beg, every body part begs the tongue. They plead to the tongue saying, fear Allah with regards to us because our existence is dependent on you. We are dependent on you. Our safety is dependent on you. O tongue, imagine. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, this is not a fairy tale. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that every son of Adam, every person, all his body parts, they, in Urdu, they say, gir kirakar. They beg, they plead, and they ask the tongue, please, fear Allah Ta'ala with regard to us, because our existence, our safety is dependent on you. If you are straight, we will be straight. And if you deviate, we will deviate. In other words, the tongue is a means of the protection of every part of the body. If the tongue is misused, then there is a danger that every part of the body may be misused. Or if the tongue is misused, there is a chance that every part of the body may be harmed. If a person not speak right, or is not saying the right thing, then he can bring harm to every part of the body. So the safety, the security of the whole body is dependent on this tongue. So therefore, the tongue is, the body parts are pleading with the tongue every morning. If you are straight, we will be straight. If you go crooked and you deviate, then that will lead for us also to become crooked, to become deviate, to be harmed. Some things that ulama explain is the heart controls the actions of the body, while the tongue translates whatever emanates from the heart. When a person speaks words of righteousness, he is granted respect and honor in this world and in the hereafter. This serves as a means of comfort for the remaining limbs of the body. On the other hand, if a person speaks words of evil, he is disgraced and embarrassed in this world, and all his limbs will suffer the punishment in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of looking after this tongue, something that is a very great ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look after it, it can be a means to get our jannah. And as the hadith mentions, if a person doesn't look after it, he's not careful of what emanates from the tongue, then what will happen? The same tongue will be the means of a person being thrown into jahannam. May Allah ta'ala protect us, save us, guide us, give us the tawfiq to always think what words are coming out of this tongue. Is it something that will please Allah ta'ala, please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If it is not like that, the better thing for us to do is rather we keep quiet. There's a difference, as I explained, the difference where a person is doing his business and now he needs to speak. There's a different thing where a person speaks on that occasion, or is speaking to his wife, speaking to his children. But he's speaking the right things. He's not just killing time, whiling away time, engaging in ghibat, swearing, slander, or misuse of the tongue. That is something completely disliked, completely prohibited in Shariat. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.